Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition since 1988. This is the 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. To you, the Arizona homeowner, anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, you join the conversation by dialing in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. Or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture for a little product or project identification to help describe what it is you're working on. You can send images there. If you're following along in our home maintenance calendar, can you believe we are about to end October? Next Saturday we'll be into November. Our partners this month, Pella, is offering $500 off any of their Pella window qualifying projects. And Durafoam and Kinetico are in there as well. You can get our free home maintenance calendar. It's physical. It's a print calendar you can hang up in your home just by letting us know the address you would like us mail it to. We do have 2022 calendars in-house at the office. We'll be mailing them out. I think we decided mid-November we would mail them out.
Okay.
We were going to push it into December, but I think Gary had a reason to send them in November. Was it you that presented the idea?
The earlier the better, so they'd have it for the new year. So,
and oh, you know what? It was so people that physically use the calendars and are already planning dates into January and February and March could start.
Okay,
start their 2022 planning.
Early to remodel, early to rise, or something like that.
So, if you've received a calendar from us in the past, you would have had to request it, and we don't share that information, that address, and we'll send you one every year until you ask us not to. Just let us know the email us the address you would like us to physically send that to. The office this week, you can tell people are getting ready for the holidays. The number of handyman referrals we gave out for very random things like gate and fence repair, concrete curbing, light bulb. And I know light bulbs seem like a funny thing, but you know, some of these vaulted ceilings that are 12, 14 feet up, some people don't even have ladders internally to do that. Plus, you've got all the furniture to worry about getting around, and ladder fall offs are the number one leading cause of homeowners going to the emergency room. So a lot of people do, especially the elderly people, do opt to have that done, get all the lighting up to date before guests come in. Our second most popular YouTube video passed 145,000 views this month. It's Rosie's 3-minute tip on securing double French doors. And this could even be, we're going to have to recut this one pretty soon.
Why is that?
Our e-store, as one of the things we do to be every Arizona homeowner's best friends, we find, practice, test products for homeownership that we feel have a value to it, and then bring that to you through our e-commerce store. If it's something that has passed our test, majority American-made products. We have started into some electronics and, you know, components and chips just aren't made in the U.S. So, you know, we can't do anything about that.
They're not being made fast enough, generally speaking. It's a chip shortage is still happening, folks.
But one of the ones we're looking at is a company out of Tennessee, out of Nashville, and it's called Armor Concepts. And it's all these very simple, very sturdy, very durable security features you can physically add to your French doors, sliding doors. You know, each one's different depending on how your door opens. But these are, I mean, the one for the double French doors, it's a metal plate that you anchor to the ground with three screws. And then you've got another plate that slides in it. And it's thin, so it's not a trip hazard, and it at night, you just slide this metal bracket behind, and you cannot push those doors open.
Wow. That's
so it's cool. Even easier than the advice we had provided in that video that passed 145,000 views. So once we get that completely approved, and here's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for one of our clients, you know, a home that we're going to be doing remodeling for, whose doors are going to be replaced. A lot of times, if they're still in good working order and they're just updating, we'll give them to the habitat restore. But in this case, for our true test, we are going to install this and then beat the heck out of that door and see if we can't come in and film it so we can actually say, yes, we've tested this. But we got to find a door we can beat up first.
So are we going to have Rosie dressed as a criminal going, I'll be the criminal, Romy will install it, and then we'll take it from there. That's our perfect test.
I don't know. No. Which one of us would look better with a black bandana across her eyes, me or Rosie?
So would that be a do-it-yourself project? Could homeowner put it in very easily?
Super easy.
Wow.
If it's going into a concrete slab, which most of them will, I think the only other thing you'd probably have to do is probably do a little pre-drilling. They do make concrete screws, but I think I would still pre-drill a small hole and then set the concrete screw in it. And if you really want to get crazy, you could tip it with epoxy and sink that in there.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
But then you could never get it out. So, you know, it's what you want to... You would have to cut it out. But other security products we're looking at is Lorex has been making security products for 30 years. And this is one where we're going to come in with a lot of international materials because it's lights, cameras, infrared cameras. And they have a lot of new products to deter your... what you call your porch pirates that come and steal delivery packages, or, you know, have teams that follow the mail truck around, the delivery truck, and, you know, are picking up products.
Yeah.
I still think, you know, I don't know what the monitoring is going to do. It's still got to have, and I really think in the future we're going to see homes, and there's already doors you can buy to retrofit, but homes are actually going to be designed with delivery rooms. Well,
you came up with that concept, I guess, about a couple of years ago, where you simply put it in a door. It's, you can't see it, and the only way to pick it up is from the inside.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And I think technology will advance to the point where the delivery guy making the delivery, it'll unlock when he gets on site, whether it's identified by his vehicle or his cell phone or some GPS tracking. Mm-hmm. You put it in there, and they're even going to be refrigerated. So you could put, you know, you order your turducken for Thanksgiving or salad, you know.
I'm going to call A-Bears in Maurice, Louisiana right now.
And you won't have to worry about, you know, getting home and meat spoiling. I've had that happen once where we ordered meat. We had a farm, one of our Farm Fresh broadcasts. We had a grass-raised beef expert in.
Yum.
I ordered it while we were talking. And we left 5 days later for Las Vegas for a rodeo, and we got back a week after that, and this was in December, and there was still like a colony of flies just swarming. It's like,
well, somebody had a good meal.
Well, at least that kept anybody from our front porch. No one wanted to walk up to that.
That's a great security feature. Expensive, but...
My favorite item we're considering, and I don't know if this is ever going to make it because it's way out of our general price point. I mean, most of our items are below $50. This one's like $600 plus accessories, but it's super cool. It is called the Tailgate 2, and it's a portable gas fireplace for tailgating or camping or whatever the case may be that has speakers built into it, and it will sync your music with your flame. And then it also has accessories so you can put a cast iron cooking grill on top of it. And then you hook it up to your standard 5 gallon propane tank and just switch that out every time it's low. Again, kind of high for our price points, but like when our promotion team is out at a fall festival or something like that, put that up and it's a, you know, everyone loves to sit around fire. I think if it's out on physical display, we would catch a few attention.
I'm waiting for maybe a chiminea version of that for the wintertimer in Arizona.
So it's super cool. And our new website, listeners will be able to log on to rosieonthehouse.com and create an account. One of the features on there is you can select to be a product influencer. So when we have the next wave of five products that we're looking at, you know, you'll get an email. Here's what we're considering for our e-store. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Would you buy it? you know, this is the MSRP. What is your value? No, I don't like it. I wouldn't use it. Here's what I use instead. So instead of just adding products we think you'll like, you'll actually get to participate and be part of our growing e-store. And speaking of being out on events, I need to make sure we mention it is Saba Home Show this weekend in Tucson.
Yes.
The home show of home shows for Southern Arizona. They have it twice a year. Generally, it is the first weekend of October, but it's the last weekend of October this year. So that's going on today. We gave a lot of tickets away the last couple weeks. If you're looking for something entertaining, the 50th annual London Bridge Parade today is happening in Lake Havasu.
Cool.
Far west side of the state, on the river, takes a while to get to, neat little town.
It should be cooler. I mean, it won't be triple digits, that's for sure, along the river.
No, and you'll actually get to see the skin of the old London Bridge that was disassembled and reassembled at Lake Havasu. And then something really cool, if you're a Yellowstone fan, Kevin Costner and his band Modern West are playing next Sunday at Schnepp Farms in Queen Creek, promoting the debut of whatever season of Yellowstone this is, third or fourth, I'm not sure.
And a great band, too. I've heard them a few years ago.
Surprisingly good. Yeah. All those you can find at rosieonthehouse.com in the events tab. And then if you're for a spooky experience this weekend, Tombstone, Flagstaff, and Jerome all do haunted city tours. You can look those up. Tombstone, obviously, Southern Arizona. And you know what that's famous for. Jerome's an old mining town north of... South of Camp Verde.
And south
of
Sedona.
No. Yeah. North and west of Camp Verde. You know, when you get into Camp Verde, you can either go 260, the General Crook Trail to Payson, or you can go up to Jerome, Clarkdale, Sedona.
And have a haunted hamburger while you're at it. Fits the theme very well.
Best cheeseburger in the state.